beginning this hour with the music of Gilbert and Sullivan, the iconic light opera composers of so many beloved works. It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome to Morning Blend. I'm your host, Dory Nutt, and I'm playing that Gilbert and Sullivan in honor of my guest, Celeste Sanders, and Aaron Hillscamp Bone, part of the driving force behind Opera Huntsville. Welcome, you two.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
It's wonderful to be here.
Well, Celeste, I believe you guys were my very last live interview last March when everything came to a screeching halt in the arts world. In fact, in the entire world. But you guys, then known as Encore Opera, you literally stopped in the middle of your run of Così Fan Tutti. What was that like?
Oh my goodness, that was heartbreaking. The announcement to close everything down in the state actually came the day of our opening performance of that show. So we did not get to finish our show out. Everything got canceled. We'd put in all of that work. We had the full orchestra, the chorus, everything, and everything just shut down right as we opened. It was really, really heartbreaking, especially since we'd put such a beautiful piece together.
I was slated to see it on the Saturday afternoon, and there was a sign on the door that said, show canceled. So disappointed, as so many people, and I know how much work goes into the preparation of an opera. It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
So, you know, hopefully someday you come back to that opera and you can bring all of these people back together.
And we have been talking about it. A lot of people will still
be there for you.
Yes.
Okay, but after that happened, you guys were determined to bring live opera back to the fans, even during a pandemic. So your upcoming endeavor is called Gilbert and Sullivan in the Rocket City. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the thing is, we knew we needed to do something fun. There's just been so many challenges this year that we needed something that would make you laugh, and we needed something that people could just enjoy and smile. And so I had actually produced a version of this show back many years before at MIT with Jay Dishin, who is kind of my co-collaborator in the creation of this show. And I reached out to her and I said, how would you feel about us doing this again, only redoing it so that it's specific to Huntsville? I thought it would work great because MIT is so techy, and many of the elements that we had originally in the show were geared towards MIT and tech-oriented ideas. And I was like, hey, we live in Rocket City.
Some people say that UAH is the MIT of the South. So
there
you
go. Yeah. And so,
So
I just reached out and we started piecing it together and sent it to Celeste to see if she would laugh as much as I was hoping she would. And she did, and now here we are. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned UAH because they feature the nerds, the three little nerds that feature in the show are three little nerds from UAH. So there you go.
Okay, so I and many other opera lovers out there will probably see where you're going with that song, with that part, the Three Little Nerds, based on the Three Little Maids. Is this music mostly taken from that opera, or did you take music from many of Gilbert and Sullivan's operas and put it together for this?
Nope. So we have representations from every single opera that the pair wrote together. So that's 14 operas. So there's more than 14 songs in the show, but you get at least 14 songs because of that.
Oh, so for people that love Gilbert and Sullivan, you should definitely come to see this.
Yes.
And for people that are not familiar, you'll get a real taste of what the whole idea is behind this, the delightful music, the quirky lyrics. Did you change the lyrics in the songs to reflect what story you're doing here?
We did. Yeah. So we have new lyrics in the opening song, which is called Tis 12, referencing building rockets and flying off. And there might be some references to Netflix and chill, but it's very gentle, very light. It's a family show. And then the three little maids, of course, become three little nerds. And there's references to UAH and, again, building rockets. And then last but not least, we have, instead of a British tar, we have a British tart. So we've actually, with both the Three Little Maids and with the British tar, Three Little Maids would normally be sung by three women.
Uh-huh.
In this case, the three nerds are men.
Okay.
So we've gender flipped that. And then with a British tar, that would typically be sung by three men. But in this case, we have a British tart. And so it's sung by three women. So we flipped those as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun exploring this music in a totally different way.
Oh, that sounds delightful. And you don't have to know anything about Gilbert and Sullivan or any of these other operas to follow this story. It's a complete story unto itself, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it is a little kooky, and you kind of have to set aside your sense of disbelief and just kind of smile and laugh.
Well, that's opera, and that's yes. Gilbert and Sullivan. Yeah.
Yes. So okay. Expect some of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you provide accompaniment for this? Is there a piano or an orchestra or recorded music?
There's an orchestra.
There's an orchestra.
It's a 9-piece orchestra, and I actually was at rehearsal with them last night, and it is fun. They are great. They are really great, and so it will be a very lively show.
Who's your conductor for this performance?
It is John South, a UAH graduate.
A return from the Cosi Fantuti of last year.
Absolutely, yes. He's doing a fantastic job, and this is really his first introduction to Gilbert and Sullivan, and he pretty much told me, I did not know opera could be this silly.
Oh.
So it's fun. The music and lyrics by Gilbert and Sullivan are completely unmatched in any other composer and lyricist. They are just a very unique, quirky set of music.
For people that hear the word opera and think everybody dies at the end, and you know, it's a lot of wailing and screeching, which sometimes it is and sometimes they do, but not in Gilbert and Sullivan.
Not in Gilbert and Sullivan. They make fun of everything they possibly can, and it's just fun.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, who's in the cast for this?
Oh, this is a fun cast. So we actually have, first of all, we are collaborating with Calhoun Chorus, and that is very exciting. There are 24 students that are singing with us, so we have them. We also have a lot of locals. We have a lot of new singers who have not performed with Opera Huntsville before. Mm-hmm. So we have the regulars such as Shane Kennedy. He is very well known for Gilbert and Sullivan music in this area. We have Sierra Hammond, who is just a beautiful singer. We have some new singers, Amanda Nelson. We have Xavier Joseph, who grew up in this area. We have, oh my goodness, help me, Erin. We have so many singers.
So Justin Colon.
Justin Colon.
And our local, we've had Kenesha Phillips, who was serving as an apprentice and has now stepped up to take on a lead role. So she'll be joining us for the first time. And she is a UAH student.
She is, yes.
Yep. So that's
currently
exciting.
Still. Rachel Gibson is another one. She performed with us in Cozy and just blew everybody away. And she is back performing some really fun new roles. So it's a great cast. Great, great cast.
I mean, the whole opera sounds fun and sounds like you've got a great group to put it together. Let's take time right now to give the dates and times of the performances. When can people see this?
Oh, this will be seen April 9th, 10th, and 11th. April 9th will be 7 p.m. at the Huntsville Botanical Garden. April 10th will also be at the Botanical Garden, but that will be at 2 p.m., a matinee performance. And April 11th will be at 7 p.m. at Burritt on the Mountain. There will also be a live stream available on April 10th.
And you can find tickets for this online at operahuntsville.org.
Yes, that's probably the best place to just get all of the information you need, operahuntsville.org.
Well, let's have a little taste of some music. We're going to listen to some actual Gilbert and Sullivan, not changed up for your performances. We're going to listen to Three Little Maids from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado.
From school, three little maids from school.
You're listening to just a taste of the music of Gilbert and Sullivan, enough to whet your appetite. And if you're just joining us, I'm Dory Nutt, here with Celeste Sanders and Aaron Helskamp-Bone of Opera Huntsville, who are here talking about their upcoming performances of Gilbert and Sullivan in the Rocket City. So, Celeste and Aaron, what COVID protocols do you have in place for those shows in this unusual atmosphere? What are your protocols for live performance here?
We want it to be very cautious. We want people to feel comfortable coming out to see live music. That was something super important to us because I know everyone misses it. So we are doing all of the performances outside. All of the singers will be masked with microphones, so they will be able to be easily understood, but still safe. And we will be seating groups 6 feet apart.
Okay, so I hope you have wonderful weather for this.
Me
and
too.
We're planning on that, and it sounds like just a great time. Well, I'd also like to talk about other things that you guys have been doing during the pandemic, that is kind of reorganizing, planning, and growing.
Yes.
Tell us about the changes going on in what used to be called Encore Opera and why you thought this would be a good time to tackle this change.
You know, we had a little bit of free time. We weren't in production for shows, and we felt like we really, really wanted to better represent this area. And so we took the time to realign our mission statement and our vision statement. We redid all of the paperwork and everything to rename ourselves to Opera Huntsville, because we wanted to represent this area and say, this is who we are. We are part of Huntsville. And it's been a really positively accepted change, and we're so glad we did it.
Oh, well, all the opera lovers are here too. I'm a little embarrassed now that I just watched a lot of series on Netflix during the pandemic, but you guys really have made a difference here, and it's going to be obvious to all of us once you start performing. Tell us about other performances that y'all are thinking about a little further out in the future.
Oh, we actually have our seasons planned moving forward.
Okay.
So coming up, we are continuing to do what we call opera bites. And those are short 20-minute virtual opera concerts to just let people know we're here and we're still doing music and we still love you. So we are doing those continually. We also have a production of the Bremen Town Musicians. It's a traveling show, really just fun for children, anybody actually. We will be performing that. Our first performance will be at Bird on the Mountain on May 6th, and then we will be performing it through the season as a traveling show.
So you would go to schools maybe?
Schools are not allowing us right now, but we are going to videotape it to be able to be used in schools.
Okay.
Normally we would be in schools. Mm-hmm. Also, care facilities, nursing homes, libraries, anywhere that we can do it, we want to be able to share this music. And it's a cute story that tells that friendship and working together is very important.
It's very appropriate for these times. Yes.
This fall, we are very excited for what we have going on this fall, too. We are doing Bluebeard's Castle, which is a little bit of a horror thriller opera, and mm-hmm. we will be doing it at Halloween time. Our final performance will be Halloween night at 11 p.m.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you'll have to come back as all of these get closer and tell us about them in great detail.
Absolutely. And our final show for the season will be Elixir of Love, L'Elixir d'Amore, which is actually one of the very few operas that ends happy. So I'm excited for
people
that.
People don't die at the end, but
no.
Also not in this Gilbert and Sullivan for the
That's
Rocket
exactly
City.
That's exactly
right?
True.
Well, all of this sounds so excited. I'm excited for you, and as an opera fan, I'm also excited for myself. And I know there's a lot of opera lovers here in the Tennessee Valley, so
yes.
I know they'll all be pleased with your work that you put in over the pandemic and your endeavor here of bringing live opera to people during these times.
It's been a challenge, I will say that.
Well, before we go, let's list the dates of the performances of Gilbert and Sullivan in the Rocket City that are coming up.
Absolutely. April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Botanical Gardens. April 10th at 2 p.m. at the Botanical Gardens with a live viewing option. And April 11th at 7 p.m. at Bird on the Mountain.
And you said this is also available streaming for those who may not be able to come out.
Yep.
In order to find out about tickets and any other information, well, I noticed on the website, I've already looked on your website, we'll also be able to pre-order some delightful concessions from Whims of Fancy.
Yes, she is making picnic baskets that you can pre-order, picnic meals that you can order and pick up there. There will also be wine available to just make it a really, really pleasant thing. We just invite people to bring blankets and chairs, get a picnic, and enjoy the show. It's only about an hour long and will be a very lighthearted, happy evening for everyone.
Sounds wonderful. Celeste and Aaron, thank you so much for coming by to tell us all about Opera Huntsville and your exciting plans for the future. And we're excited to follow your progress and listen to your performances.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's finish up with a little more music from Gilbert and Sullivan. This is a trio. It's called My Eyes Are Fully Opened, because all of Gilbert and Sullivan's songs have several titles. It's also known as Matter Patter. Let's listen to that now.
My eyes are fully open to my awful situation. I should go up once to Mabel Lemmo, make her reneration. I would tell her I am bound by duty and my moral senses, and I don't know what to do about the penny consequences. Now I do not want to perish by the sword or by the dagger, but a pirate must indulge a little pot and double swagger, and a word or two of compliment my vanity would flatter. But I've got to go tonight, and so it really doesn't matter.
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 Matter, 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 matter,
matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter.
If this were not a little matter, generally silly, I should give you my advice upon the subject willy-nilly. I should show you in a moment how to grapple with a question, and you'd really be astonished at the force of my suggestion. On the subject, as you're right to read, must tell you of a matter full of excellent suggestions when you feel a little better. But at present, I'm pretty am as mad as any hatter, so I'll sing a song from Rudder God. It really doesn't matter.
What we sing just 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 doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't matter.
What we sing just doesn't matter.
Matter, 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 matter,
matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter, matter.
If I had been so lucky as to have a steady mother who could talk to me as we are talking now to one another, who could give me good advice when she discovered I was hurting me to just the many favor which I knew I am converting, my existence would have made a rather interesting idyll, and I might have lived a night of any decent individual. This particularly rapid, unintelligible patter isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter.
If it is, it doesn't matter, 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 matter.
If it is, it doesn't matter, 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 matter.
This particularly rapid, unintelligible patter isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. This particularly rapid, unintelligible patter isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter, 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 matter.